Zeichen des Schwarz Avi Mori, Jakob Minzal Kachas, Zeichen des Schwarz Avi Mori, Zeichen des Schwarz Avi Mori, Okay, Rose. So we begin now packet 6. Kesem Aldova Sheinu Mekabal Tuma. So one of the halachas of Kesamim, so far we did the halach of Gris Ve'od, we did the halach of Tzavonim, and now we do the halacha on Kesem Aldova Sheinu Mekabal Tuma. So the there's a Mishnah in Nun Tesem at Beis on page 1 where it quotes the sheet of Nehemiah Yoshua and Safshal Shal Evan. So Avonim are not Mekabel Tuma. So it's the Bushel Merchatz, a platform of a Merchatz that also is not Mekabel Tuma. So anything that's not Mekabel Tuma is not Mekabel Ksamim. So the question becomes, why is that so? Why is that? What does one thing have to do with the other? So there's a Chidush Haran on page 5. He says like this. Elavadai hachi kamar. It came in the midrash saying of tmeya elu b'hargasha. Lo gozer elu b'davar mekabel tuma. In other words, midrash the din of nida is only with hargasha. Lo gozer elu b'davar mekabel tuma. Lo b'davar sheinu mekabel tuma lo. Vayne time mishum. The bedover hamikabel tuma came in shemash and nimtzal of a kesem tamei because of our banon kedei shlo yevol l'tayr habegit. Halacha shenimtzal bedover sheinu mekabel tuma lo gozer al yishu klal. So the two aspects, right, in halacha of nida. One is the woman becomes tamei. She's also the baila. And she becomes Tamei. And there, for her, is the raisa to her husband, she needs a hargasha. But for the blood to be matame something, like a cloth or something like that, that has nothing to do with a hargasha. That has to do with the dam is Tamei. So he says, "Alvada halchuk hevidu with the raisa ain of tmeya el bargasha lo gozer el bedover." So the din the raisa you need hargasha. The din the rabbanon is without hargasha. Lo gozer el bedover mekabel tuma. Av el bedover she ainu mekabel tuma lo. But something that's not mekabel tuma, no. Find a time. Mishum the bedover hamekabel tuma. Kevin shemashe nimtzo alav hakesem. Tame. So if it's mekabel tuma, so then say you have a cloth, a towel. Towel is mekabel tuma. It's a beged. So when a kesem falls on it, it's going to be tame. Right, so therefore, we make a gezeira that the woman is also tummy, even though the woman really shouldn't be tummy because there was no hargasha. But if we would say that the woman is tahora labayla because she's no hargasha, then we'll say that since the woman is tahora, maybe the beged's also tahor. We'll come to be matar the beged. And the beged is really tameh, because you don't need hargasha for the beged, you only need hargasha for the woman. So therefore, in other words, why should we go there on ksamen to ask a woman? The Torah says she's tahara. So why are we being more machmer than the Torah?
The answer is, we're afraid that if we're not going to be machmir on the woman, they're going to come to be mitahir the baged. So therefore, we have to be machmir on the woman, so you shouldn't come to be mitahir the baged. But if something that's not mekabel tuma, so then it's not mekabel tuma anyway. So by right, of course, we don't mitame the baged, so then we don't have to be mitame the woman. But in a case where we have to be mitame the beggar, and by mistakenly we might not, so then we have to mitame the woman also, so you shouldn't be mitame the beggar. But if the beggar is tahora anyway, because Zayin Kamatoma, then not. So that's the... that is the story of not being mekabel tuma. There's a Shuvah's Nos of Yehuda that more or less says the same thing in a much more complicated way. You can look at it, but the Ran is here on page 6 is a Shuvah's Nos of Yehuda that basically comes down to the same point. It's just more the full point. So that's the. But that's the din of now something that's very relevant b'zman hazeh is about disposable things. About disposable things. So that's, and we'll see more about that. That Moshe has a tshuva. We're going to see there's a whole discussion about Niyar. What's the status of Niyar? So that's an old discussion. Every new discussion has an old discussion. So, but just take a quick look at page 20. He says, L'inyan kesev hanimtza al Niyar. You know, paper, toilet paper. B'zeh ha'pligya, that's a machlokas between the Nos of Yehuda, the Sidrei Tara. Right, so it's a whole big machlokas. But Rav Moshe says, "Avniyah shalonu shu dak, lo shaykh kapsun shu yinir nishtabish bo, kmo shu muruch lach musol vada einu, roi nivatol zahaniyah shu kukaru mushkas, mishum detash mishu gamay shu vada einu,
see, the Sidrei Tara says that the paper is not mekabel tuma, and the Nos of Yehuda says it is. So we're going to see, I think Rav Moshe really holds like the Nos of Yehuda, that it is mekabel tuma. But he says, but that was a different type of paper. That was a paper that was reused. So this was Rav Moshe's. I remember I was once at a wedding with Rabbi Welcher from Kew Garden Hills. So we were talking at the table that he used to see Rav Moshe check toilet paper to see the color of this. So he was wondering, why is he checking toilet paper, if it's Zayin Mekabel Tuma, so who cares? If it's red, it also should be a problem. That was the question he raised. So I once asked Reb David, I think in the Sukkah once, Feinstein Zatzal in the Sukkah, and he said, yeah, in the early days he was still Mesupuk, and in the later days he was Metaher Beshofi. But you could give him maybe another teretz, and that is that, I don't know, I'm not necessarily saying that that's where Moshe held, but another possibility could be that some poskim held that if it's very red, then they're more machmir, that it's a safek hargasha. That is, even if it's, say, bigger than a gris, but it's not so big that you would normally consider it ribuy dam, but it's very red, like I think the Knei Bosom and others,
more machmir. So I'm not saying that was necessarily Reb Moshe's cheshbon, but that could be another cheshbon of why even on a toilet paper that's not mekabel tuma, you would still give attention to look at it to see, you know, the color, because think you could have another svara. Something's very red. That whatever's missing in the size would be made up by the redness. And this idea of is on page 21 in the Rambam. He says, the third line, starting halacha zayin is the first line, then the next line, and then the middle is the third line. The hakerem shu mishtamish bo mashlicha eina mekabelas tuma. Yeah, so it's something that you use and then you throw out. We call that disposable. You use and you throw out. So eina mekabelas tuma. So that was Rav Moshe's sock. So that's why we assume the old panty liners and the pads and these things are not mekabel tuma. Tampons are also not mekabel tuma, but tampon goes inside, so therefore. We're machmir on a blood on a tampon.
In a case where a woman were to see blood on something disposable, would Rebbe then say that it's the right thing to do for them to then do a real bedikah to be mevar? Or no, you saw on a tissue paper thrown in the garbage and just keep going.
Okay, yeah, so right, so I mean, look, we're going to have packet in the future about some shittas that hold that. That even on Kesamim Tahorim you should do a bedika. So there are, you know, shittas like that, and there are shittas not like that. So, you know, even Rabbi David Feinstein told me to one year in the sukkah, that was a different sukkah. No, his nafkamina was that, I'll tell you nafkamina, that when he was in the sukkah that I was in, so then you could sit down with him and this. But if he wasn't in a sukkah, I felt awkward going into a different sukkah, so I didn't feel as comfortable just to sit down. So then I had my questions, I asked the question and I left. So I wasn't as schmoozy as when he was in the sukkah that he was in Rabbi Tuchman's sukkah. Because he lived on the other side. We lived, my in-laws still live, Baruch Hashem, on the Sukh side of where Rav Moshe lived. And Rav David's sons lived there, Baruch Hashem. But Rav David lived across the street. So technically the sukkah that he sat in was the one across the street. But since his kids lived in our sukkah, so he was going to spend Yom Tov eating the meals with them. So they had, you know, they had families, so he came to them. So that was. So, but that year that I spoke to him about this was on the year that he was in the other side. So I came in for. I didn't want that the Yom Tov should go by that I didn't speak to him, that I'd take advantage. The last years too, he was like my MTJ, so whatever, I wasn't at that sukkah. But the years that he was on our side of the, you know. Yeah, so there are pshitas like that.
So what does Rav David hold?
On a kesem, to do a bedika on a kesem. And yeah, we're going to have a packet all just about that sometime in the future. One of the first English Nida books written was by Rabbi Tendler from this yeshiva, Pardes Rimonim. It's interesting, one of the most two famous Nidus Farim in English that came out in the old days was Dr. Lamb wrote a book called Suga Mashoshanim, A Hedge of Roses. That was more of a Hashkafa Sefer on Taras HaMishpacha, which was a classic. And Rabbi Tendler wrote in English a Halacha, and And he says this thing there in that sefer about doing, but not everyone holds for that, and it's not the shita that I prescribe to. But it's there. Okay, so therefore, if you have a tissue, so a tissue we assume is not mekabel tumah, because it's disposable. So there is a famous piece in the Sidre Tara on page 8. So this is an important Sidre Tara. It's important whether in the end we paskin like that or not is a different shayla. But it's still. So what's the din? If you have the whole svara of the Ran, if you get a tire of the Isha, you'll put tire there. But what if you're taking a tissue, and the woman, usually when you take a tissue, the woman is holding the tissue in her hand, and she's wiping. So one could taina that granted the tissue is not mekabel tumah, but the woman is mekabel tumah. And therefore, if she's wiping, and she's now holding a tissue that has dam nida on it, so she is carrying dam nida, the tumah's masa. So then maybe if the Ran is correct, that the whole idea that we're going to try to metayer is because we're afraid. So if the Ran is correct, so then then maybe the whole din shouldn't apply. If a person's carrying the tissue. Because if you carry the tissue, then the person, not mitzad isha l'bayla, but there's a din of tumas nidin, you know, you can't eat kachu, whatever, like the gabi that. So then maybe we should say, according to the Ran, that if you're carrying the tissue, and the tissue has nidin blood on it, then we should metame l'bayla. Because if we don't do that, we'll come to Mitaya, the person, not Magil Baila, but the same Svara that the Ran said, the Gabi, the Beged itself, should apply to somebody who's carrying Damnida. And therefore, if you're carrying Damnida, if it's not Mekabel Tumah, so okay, there's no Tumah involved, so then we can be Mitaya Yisho Lebaila, because there's no. But if there's going to be Tumah involved, not necessarily Tumah on the Beged, but Tumah on the person carrying the Beged, then we should ask the Yisho Lebaila. You hear the word? So the Sidre Tara says, in a Chanami. And if you say like that, that's a tremendous chumrah, because then all the halachas that we're saying that a pad, a panty liner, a tissue is not mekabel tumah, so there's no din ksamim, will be irrelevant. Because truth is no din ksamim, truth it's not mekabel tumah, but there is still tumah that's going to be relevant to metame the isha, not labayla, but metame the isha midin mago masa of damnida. And then once we have to metame that, then we have to metame labailo too, or else somebody will come to be metare leisha legabe magu masa. So that's what he says. Mizeh yatzal rechidush din. Page 8. Da'adikayim ulan benimtza kesem al dover she'enu mekabel tumah, de lo gozu beho tahora mikol mochim, also dover she'enimtza lava kesem munach al gabe dover mekabel tumah. Also, dover edim mekabel tumah munach al dover mekabel tumah. Here he's talking about it's you know laying on a kli, say the pad is on a kli, and there was damnida on it. So then the kli is become nidma mishumasa lekafka meisha tmeya.
ולפי מה שכספתי לאל בשם הרן בחידוש של איקה הגזירה היה לטעמי איש משום דאוסו דובר שנמצא עליו הכסף מוטעמי שמקור מקום הטעמי. זאת אומרת, דם נידה זה טעמי מצד תומה, רק של תומה שרץ. משום הכי תימו גם לאישה, אילוב הו לא קיים מהו, because if we're not going to be מטעמי לאישה, then people are going to be מזלזל in the tumma of the baggit, or here of the person. כי יש לומר, הוא דבר דידון דידון. Came the kli tachdan tame mishum masa mishum hachi gazu nam alisha. So that's a tremendous chumr, but it makes a lot of sense. In other words, if you, with the Ran. So a final Kohen on page 9 in the Halakha Gabbai Shulchan. A final Kohen wrote basically he's writing Mishnah Berurah style Svarim between him and his son Rabbi Yamin Kohen on Yoredeya. Now the first one to do that, I mean the Chofetz Chaim wrote of Mishnah Berurah, but was Rabbi Yeshua Wollhandler. And we never saw each other. I used to speak to him on the phone. He was one of the biggest bakiyim. I tell you, I once had a shayla in Hilchos Nida, and the consequences of the shayla, the woman would have been usher to her husband for 6 months or something like that. And so I tried to find the kula, and the only one who could give me a mar malkum to for this shayla was him. And he wrote Gufei Halachas. It has a Hilchos Nida Sefer. But then people put him in Cheirim because they didn't like that he called his Sefer Mishnah Berurah, Mishnah Berurah HaChadosh. So he got, whatever. Whatever. But he was a big fan. He was Nifter, unfortunately. Not old. And he was a big, So Rav Chaim Cohen, he didn't get in trouble. He called to save everybody a shulchan. So my father and him grew up on the same. My father, Rini Kaparis Mishkovich, grew up on the same block as him in East New York. East New York was a very popular community in Brooklyn. You don't hear about it now because there no Jews lived there. There's a Brownsville, East New York. A big rabbi, Rav Gussman, lived there. Before he moved to Eretz Yisrael, it's a big, So he quotes here, Kasav HaSidrei Tara, in the Biurim. Biurim is, parallel to like the Bir Halacha. Kasav HaSidrei Tara, Veimach, Shosim Nuta, Kasav Udov HaShem, Kamutum, Murach, Bekli, Ho, Vadam, Nifntam, Vim, Hamas, Vihikshol, Lov, Milchas, Chinuch, Terev, Yishon, Lekatum, Asmas, Bekelu. Okay, so they have a taina, you don't say Tumas Masa B'Kalim, because you don't view Kalim. Okay, but it doesn't matter, we can just switch it to Tumas Masa on the person. Because the Michas, the Sidrei Tara just formulates in terms of, I'm not eager to have a lot of nechlach in Michas China. For now, Kamina, but Odom Hamachsik B'Yodo, Dover, She'enu B'Kabal Tumma, V'nimtza Olof Kesim, the Odom Iker Shapir Tumas Masa, V'Isha Tumaya, V'Kai Gavim, V'Shem Kesim. I am Shem B'Sidrei Tara. Shots he came in Mashmos Haram B'Chidushov. On the idea, Chasim Sofer, you should have made a little sphere like a Sidrei Tara. But he says, but the Chasim Sofer holds not that way. Because the Chasim Sofer talks about Bodekes Be'eit She'enu Bodek, Hecha She'enu Mekabal Tumma. So he's, you have a Bedika cloth that wasn't checked to see that it was clean. So then you don't know whether there's what the story is. And the eight is made out of something that's not Mekabal Tumah. So he says, what difference does it make? But Lamai says she's holding it. So the fact that the Chasam Sofer is speaking about whether it's good or what's the status, and he doesn't ask it out of hand because it's
So you see that that it's that he doesn't hold from it. And then he says more from the Alter Rebbe, from the Graz, the Kuntres Achron. That's the Alter Rebbe. He says when you do a bedika, it's a chashash deraisa, because maybe it's camouflaged, as we spoke about. Because he says, because if not, why she metame came into ikah bedika b'tzema gefen. But l'chora, it's not mekabel tumma. Usually they used to use cotton to do the bedika. So they do cotton, but it went inside. So that's why. So he says that But he says, what difference does it make that it's not? In other words, maybe it's not makabel tumah, but why should that make a difference if she's holding it? So you see that the Alter Rebbe didn't hold from that either. They have a chashasha daraisa. Avogav shivush over kisha. Sometimes sarva he. I guess you see. Okay, mama nidmes klal came to ikar b'dikah b'tzeva gefen. If he does the same thing, he's going to be a machmas mas adam. So it must be that those that don't agree. We'll just say that the chashash was only made on the thing that comes directly with the blood, but not the one step removed. Even though the svara is still there. See, the Alter Rebbe says whenever there's a bedika, it's a chashash d'araisa. Okay, a similar type of thing. That you see that the Achronim weren't concerned with this. So you see they weren't concerned. So it must be that the even though Misvara, you have a right to go back, you know, to the person, but Lamaisa, it's too far removed to make that gezeira. Because Eichei and Abodav we treat like a kesem. And if it's Eichei and Makamal Tumah, so he's talking about that maybe if she's Bodek is Eichei and Abodav. Okay, let's see. We have the Chafetz Sofer here. I think so. Page 19.
bringing samim and inside mal near. If chasim mal also, you read an element or yeah. Yeah. First word on the line is al ayin chav. It's chach al karcha b'ksamim b'tzayim holchim b'halkach. But b'digas eid she'ein abadok. If we near alpha pisha v'in shir gris v'od yesh lo din kesem. Nikomokam l'in yizel lo'om r'ad ha'kel b'nir. Alpha chanami t'achit shalom l'ismuch l'halkel b'shir b'machol az g'dol ha'shay b'shmanayim. I have a kesem mamish. I have a eight sheinu bodok. I need mashar b'dama makol shemivaneinu. If you have usually do a bedikas with eight sheinu bodok, so you have the coolers of kesamim. And then if it's so, it could be it's mutter even more than it. So the ancient Buddha and Shabbat Dhamma closer to the Venus. Okay, but it was never part of the Cheshbon that since it's you're holding it. That it's different.
Really?
Yeah.
What's in Sifri Tyre, what's the Dabrak in the Kabbal Tumah that he's talking about? Something else, another item that's under the...
Yeah.
But not the Yishar himself.
Right. The Yishar himself is the Kabbal Tumah. He's giving it a different taste. He's giving that there was a Kesem on something that was Mekabel Tumah, but that thing that was Mekabel Tumah was laying on top of something that wasn't Mekabel Tumah. And the final column changes it into a story of the woman herself. But then he says, "Vivek has himself heard, but the next being shared about the hecha she'ed in the kabbal tumo. We just said it's not enough. We said he was sure about the guy who because I mean, what is it? It's ed in the kabbal tumo, so then it should be okay because it's a cat for the cat." Has it done like a kesem? But she's holding it, so it must be that holding it doesn't make a difference. And the same thing with the Alter Rebbe. So here, like the Bidika of the Chashash of the Raisa. How can she swear to Allah and Yeshua? And we tell the story that he, I guess, is saying, I'm going to raise Klauke and he didn't think of the Tzemek Yeshua. So why is it, what's the problem? It's in the Kabbal Tumah. So you see, it doesn't matter, it's going inside. So in the Kabbal Tumah, it doesn't matter if it's inside, because it's a Safek Hagasha. But why doesn't he point out that even though it's in the Kabbal Tumah, but she's holding it? So you see from here that he doesn't hold from that Svar. Yeah, so the Pashas, no one really accepted that Svar of the Sidrei Tara. Even though, you know, the Cheshbon makes sense, but the Cheshbon makes sense. But the Maisa, the word goes there. The only goes there when the actual thing that the Dam fell. One step removed, even though you could have a similar type of Chashash, but no. Okay, there's still a lot more here, but I don't want to start anything now because it's Tonight we don't have enough time to start the next part of this, so we'll stop here. And Bez Hashem on Monday, Bez Hashem should continue to see how to describe it. Okay.